Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode.
Hello, and welcome in. Wherever you are tuning in from, and whenever you are tuning in, we are gathering here today in this moment, and we are holding space. We're holding space for ourselves. We're holding space for each other in this community. We are holding space for our world. Many things have happened over the last week and a half, and there is a lot of change afoot. But when we take the time to slow down and to be present, and we take the time to hold space for the light that lives within us, we know that we reap that which is changeless. And whenever you are watching this, whenever you are participating in this, because it will be here for you for at least 30 days in this group, know that what you bring, how you show up, how you are holding space will be impacted by the whole group. So it's okay if you're not here live with us right now. The energy and the presence that you bring later will be very much felt. And I want to encourage you to do what feels right for you today. If you can't stay here the whole time, don't. If you feel that you are better serving someplace else, please go. Again, this is here for you whenever you want to tap into it. And when we tap into the changelessness that is ourselves, and we really listen to that part of ourselves, it tells us what we need. So the other thing I'm going to suggest is for you to grab a pen, paper, a notebook, in case you are the type of person who, when you are in silence and stillness, it's helpful for you to write down or reflect during stillness or right after. This is your time that we're moving into. This is your moment to hold space for what is meant to come up and through you. While I'll be leading this time, I want you to focus in inwardly to that voice, that inner knowing, that inner wisdom that is always there for you, that has all the answers for you. And listen to that part of you, to what it has to say. So before we dive in, be in the question of, what is it that I need to hear today? And just allow yourself to be open to whatever comes. And to just take a moment of intention to put that out to the universe, to God, whatever you call it, and allow that answer to come to you. Because in moments of change and what can feel as unstable times, we can often be in the question of, how do I help? How do I make a difference? And if you're being directly impacted by the change, You could simply be asking for more centeredness, for more stillness. So you find out what it is that you need to hear today and feel into that as we are in this stillness, as we are holding space for ourselves, our community, and the world. And know that those answers are there, that that calmness, that centeredness is always there for you. So I want you to take a deep breath to begin and let it out. And if it feels good for you, close your eyes. If that doesn't feel good today, you can focus on a specific thing in the room and just allow your focus to get hazy. But really finding that place of this present moment. Inhaling again, exhaling, open mouth breath if that feels good. And maybe even get your body into it today. Maybe put your hands around your stomach or perhaps on your heart. Cultivating this safety and this security that lives within you, that is your body. And continuing to breathe at the pace that feels good to you. Nowhere to be, nothing to do, but to just tap into this present moment. Just observing what's coming up for you. Listening. Allowing. Feeling the light that is you. You are light. You are presence. You are peace. You are connected to and part of all that is. The universe's energy moves through your body. At the base level, you are this soul, this part of God. And this you that is you is changeless. Is centeredness. Is the safety and security. It lives here inside of you. Breathe that in. Feel that light up every part of your body. Hold this moment, this space, this time for you to really feel into this. Just bask in this flow of energy, this flow of well-being that is always, always coming to you. And as you deeply root into this, imagine it starting to flow out your fingertips and out your toes. See this beautiful, bright, warm, peaceful light flowing from you. It overflows because this is what you are. Let it flow out to the community around you. Let it flow out to this community that is present with you. Let it flow out and meet with all of the other people who are having this moment right now. Other light workers who are holding space, who are holding light for the world. Know that you are not alone in the light. You are not alone in the dark. Picture the people in your community, in your neighborhood, that you would like to send some light and hold space for today. Take a few moments and visualize your light, your love, your energy being sent to them. Hold them in this space. Send some extra peace and love and light to those who are being directly impacted by the changes we are experiencing. And if this ever becomes overwhelming, focus back inward and remember that you are overflowing with light and love and peace because this is who you truly are. When you're ready, expand your focus, expand your light, your love, your peace, your centeredness even more further. And hold space for our world. The dark, the light, the expanded consciousness. And as you come back to center, back to yourself, take a couple of moments to listen to what it is that you need to hear. Take a deep breath and exhale it out. Start to add some movement in the body, waking it up. Or stay here for however long it feels good. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Sometimes it's really easy for us to get lost in our lives, in the news, in what's happening around us. But when we tap back into what truly is that steadfastness, that centeredness, we know that whatever is happening, we will be okay. And that often, when there are dark moments for us personally, for our communities, for the world, there is light that comes from that. And although we may not be able to see it or feel it in this moment, we know a new understanding, a new consciousness will come from this too. And the more that you take the time to hold space for this, for yourself, for your community, and for the world, the more that you let the inner centeredness, the inner work, be changed and soothed, the more that you will be a peaceful, beneficial present to everyone in this world. And that is how we as light workers spread the light, are part of the higher consciousness that soothes people who only see the dark, only see the change at the moment. We are a presence for the new beginnings, the newness that comes after the dark. And perhaps there's something else in addition to this work that you want to do. To be active, to do something, to say something, to write something, to create something. Just allow yourself to hear what that might be. And if you continue to be in the question of what that might be, that is okay. And the more that you tap in, the more you listen, the more will be revealed to you. I love you. This community loves you. We are all in this together, not just here in this community, but in communities of light workers all around the world who are feeling and experiencing this same thing right now. And we know that life is flowing in abundance, no matter what is happening, no matter the change that is occurring. And we know that abundance comes from here. This is the fullness of life. How we show up from here is the fullness of life. This is our abundance. This is how we change the world. I'm here for you. The community is here for you. If you want to have a conversation, feel free to DM me or message me on Instagram or email me. And know that you are held and that we hold one another. I hope that you have a beautifully connected, peaceful, joyful, abundant rest of your day. Till next time.
Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.